Brilliant morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. 3 minutes past the hour 8. Lagos, good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us as usual. We're back with the last 1 hour of the show. After the show at 9, we have the headlines for you. Jimidisi will take over from 9 to 10, followed by Marianne and, of course, Feta on What's Up Lagos. We've got the midday news for you at 12 and 10. Joyce Oyemua will be in here for The Sunny Side with Joyce. Hard Facts later today at 3 is next as well. Chilling for that one as well. 4 minutes past the hour now. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Welcome. Now, let's continue with our conversation. We've been promoting this particular conversation since last week, and we're here again. We started at 5, to be very honest with you. This conversation about a voice note that you usually hear on Nigeria Info by Plo Lumumba. He was talking about the nature of politics, the understanding of politics on the continent. So we have tried to domesticate that conversation now. Let's talk about Nigerian electorates very quickly. I have my colleague Abatunde Abdulsalam, who is here, will be joining me on the conversation this morning. So feel free to also join in as well. I'm going to play that voice note now, then you listen to it, and then Tunde will weigh in, then we would get your thought as well. Tunde, hi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Let's get started. Tunde, so this is what we're doing, right? We'll play the voice note of Plo Lumumba, then we get your thought.
All right.
And then we'll get Lagos's thought as well. So Lagos, take a listen to this, okay?
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We may blame the politicians, but what about the electorate? The electorate also is to be blamed. The electorate has insatiable thirst and hunger for things that they have not worked for. They have been trained and they no longer listen to ideas. One of the pains that one has to endure when you confront your typical African electorate is to convince the electorate that ideas count for something. Many times when you address the electorate and you are waxing eloquent, telling them, when I'm elected, I'm going to ensure that we have good health services. We are going to ensure that we have good schools. We are going to ensure that we create opportunities for innovation and invention and create opportunities for young men and women. They are waiting for you to finish. They will tell you, we hear you. We know you are going to do all those beautiful things. But in the intervening period, I must eat. And therefore, no matter how beautiful your ideas are, if you don't carry money on that day, your ideas, like the elephant before them, will never fly.
Plo Lumumba with that, now controversial statement. Tunde, what's your assessment of that?
I mean, simply, to put it simply, he just went on a victim blaming rant, more or less.
Oh, okay.
That's what he did. And I'm going to be breaking it down, like, one after the other. The first thing he said was that the electorate also has to be blamed.
Yeah.
Sheriff, okay, let me break it down. Yeah, in every, you know, democratic society, you know, institutions are the pillars of the society. The institutions hold power in the societies.
Yeah,
and for you to make any meaningful change, for you to change anything, you need power. You need institutionalized, in a democratic settings, you need institutionalized power to change anything. And in the relationship between the people and the government, who holds that institutional power?
The government, the politicians.
Exactly, the government. I mean, for example, this last election, a lot of us felt, you know, the election didn't go the way we wanted. I mean, a lot of people called the radio station to rant about all of that. But all of that anger, it's in our pocket. We really can't change what happened. We can't change the outcome of the election. We can't change what happened. All that anger, because we don't have institutional power to do that. Because it's a democracy, you don't have the power to do it. We would love to, you know, make sure that our
essentially you're saying people don't have the power.
Exactly.
People so you really can't don't
blame,
have the power.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so you can't be blaming, because the people would like not to be abused. The people would like to have good government. The people would have to love to have, you know, opportunities, you know, their fundamental right being respected. People will love that, but they don't have institutional power to do that. So you can't be blaming. So it's more or less victim blaming.
So what powers do they have then? They don't have any power at all?
They have a duty, which is get registered, get your PVC, go to your polling unit and vote. And they've done that. They've done their own side of the bargain. Now they've given you the power to make these changes.
Yeah.
And then you've not made that change. So it's not their fault.
Is that where their power stopped, though? Votes somebody
again, like
office.
I said, I'm breaking the statement down one by one.
Okay.
And then he proceeded to saying that, I mean, they have this insatiable hunger for things they've not worked for. That's even disrespectful. Because
you feel so very offended by that.
It's disrespectful. What do you mean by that? We elected, you know, people into offices to take charge of our commonwealth.
Yeah.
That's what we've done. So it's not like we want, you know, quality education. We want, you know, access to quality healthcare. We want, you know, access to housing. These are our fundamental rights. So it's not like we have hunger for what we know. Like, it's our commonwealth. It's literally our commonwealth. And we've, you know, gone to the polls to elect people to take charge of this commonwealth. And then you're coming back to me that I have insight. It's our commonwealth. Yeah. That's disrespectful to the people.
Right.
Disrespectful to the
people. So you don't think that he was talking about people, you know, requesting for give me this, give me that? That's what he was talking about.
Again, like
when he spoke about insatiable appetite for what they've not worked for. Like, okay, so somebody is coming to you to canvass for your vote and you're saying, give me something first. You've not even worked for that thing that you're asking for. I mean, this person might jolly well be a first timer in political space. So why are you asking him to give you something?
Sheriff, again, we are all here for our survival.
Yeah.
And again, the people didn't just wake up one day and say, you know what, we have to you have to give me something before you get my vote. And again, in real life, you know that the people don't really place so much value on these things. Because
are you serious?
Like, because I mean, who started it?
No. I'm going to take you up on placing value on that.
Because this last election,
have people ever rejected this advances
before? There's literally
before.
A statement, popular statement, that we know they give shishi. I mean, there was. You get what I'm saying?
No. I will even take you up on that later.
The people on that.
Do you think that people have not placed premium on those things before?
No.
Or even now?
No. So again, like I said, the people that have gone through, you know, several, you know, election circle, the people who have gone through decades of abuse in the hands of their government. Of course, I mean, you're coming to tell me this, literally the same thing. I'll do this, I'll be, like you said, I'll be good road, I'll do this.
I'm thinking about fresh people now who haven't been into politics. We saw quite a number of them. Today, if you engage them right now today, they will tell you what they've had to deal with in terms of people requesting to be rewarded for the job that they've not even...
And I'm telling you that...
And these are people with noble ideas, with the hope and the trust that, yes, for the very first time, there won't be anything like, give me money before I cast my ballot for you. So they have come out, they have offered themselves, you know, for service. But then people, the electorate, the voters, are still... Yeah.
Again, the people just didn't wake up one morning and say, you know what, I want to. It's the ripple effect of the abuse they faced in the hands of the people. That's what I'm saying. So the burden, again, like I said, for you to make any meaningful change, you need power. The burden of responsibility is always on the part with the power, not with the part that doesn't have the power.
So you.
So what I'm saying now is that it's the ripple effect of the government have had power over the years. They've abused it. So the people will be like, okay, maybe you could not go do anything in the next 4 years. So what? Because again, I'm telling you that in real life, Sheriff, in real life, people don't place so much value on this thing. If you show people evidences that, see, you know what, I'm not like these other people, and they can see evidences that I'm not like these
you
other
think
people.
So?
People, Sheriff, this is
you
real
think
life.
So?
This is real life.
You actually think so?
I mean, you think people are fools?
No,
do you think the 5K I'm going to get at the polling unit
on,
or the 10K?
Hold on to
that. People know that.
I've had
people
who have demonstrated success, massive success in their private lives, in their corporate lives, and they offered themselves for service. in this past election. We've had them in this studio. And if they tell you how much they've had to part with.
Again, Sheriff.
They've not been in, because you're saying that government will be telling them the same
again,
story. These people have not been in government before.
Again, boy, it's the same electorate.
Why did the electorate, electorate not look at them with the value that they are coming with?
But the electorate have been at that bus stop before. They've had people who were new on the scene,
so
the politicians who promised heaven and hell, got into office and did exactly the same thing.
So they're guilty.
So I'm saying, like, the people have been through all of this.
So they're guilty, in other words.
What guilty?
Of the electorate.
That's what I'm saying.
Claude Lumumba said.
When you say that.
You know, he said that.
When you say
you know,
that.
He, no, hold on. You know, he said that. Mm-hmm. You know, the electorate will tell you, if you're waxing stronger about all the things that you want to do, they will tell you, we've heard that. You see, fantastic idea.
Exactly.
But give me something first.
Because just like your predecessors, you are doing exactly. You are telling them. You are telling them. You are going to give you good roads. I'm going to give you water. I'm going
so
to
why,
give
why,
education.
Why you not?
Yeah, I mean, again, and if you look in real life, these same politicians always, you know, always have. If you probe their past, you find out that they've been friends. They've dined and wined with the same politicians who, you know, created all this mess. You see that. Mm. That if you probe these politicians that will come and tell you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this.
They're almost, all of them are almost the
exactly
same thing.
Exactly, if you probe
whether
them,
you are new or you are
exactly
old.
Exactly, because if you probe them, you find out that they've had relationships with the people who. Mm. So if you're breaking it down to the fundamentals, are you really different? Are you really different?
So
that's
should,
I'm saying, so I'm
should,
saying, I'm
should,
saying that now
should,
the burden,
should,
the
then,
burden.
The, should the electorates be totally exonerated then? I mean, because you're literally painting everybody with the same brush.
Because they are the victims. Because again, like I said, the burden of responsibility.
You don't think that they deserve what they get?
Okay, Sheriff. Again, for us to let's even assume, yeah, that the electorate, you know, always wants to get something before they vote for you. Who, and we all know that that's bad, that's wrong, that shouldn't happen. Who has the power to make sure that stops?
The electorate themselves.
Again, like I said, the electorate.
You think they don't have the power to stop it?
For lack of, again, for lack of, and that's why we have laws, Sheriff.
You think that the
people? Again,
you think the electorate don't have the power to stop it?
How? I'm telling you that you can't blame, because again, that decision to ask for something before election,
yeah,
doesn't just appear in a vacuum.
Let's go and do podcast. We'll go to clouds later. We'll go and do a podcast.
It's the ripple effect.
Yeah,
it's the ripple effect.
Yeah,
of what they faced. And again, Sheriff, in real life,
yeah,
in real life, people don't place so much value on this thing. If you talk to people that, why are you? I mean, you can do that survey today. Mm. Go around. Do a vox pop, go around the street and ask people, why do you collect money before you vote? And you'd hear what they would say.
What do you think they would say?
You and I know what they would say.
I don't know.
You
I'm
and
asking,
I know what
like...
they would say. I mean, you and I know what they would say. They know that. I mean, you know, we know you are not going to do anything. The same.
If you don't, if they are not, if you don't value it, why collect it?
Again,
why take it?
I'm looking for the better way to address this. And I think that we've gone off the conversation because, again, painting it this way,
yeah,
is blaming the victim. It's like
I'm asking the, like, I'm like, asking because, the
again,
necessary
like I said,
questions.
Like I mentioned to you, Sherry,
yeah,
we are all here for our survivor.
Yeah.
We are all here for our survivor. I mean, if you're not going to do anything in 4 years, and again, if you're not going to do anything in 4 years,
yeah,
you can't blame people for, you know, because again, like I said, the burden of responsibility is on you. If you've done what you're supposed to do, if you've not abused them in 4 years or
yeah,
the 8 years that you've been yeah in office, they won't be there asking you.
So the electorate can be exonerated because
exactly because they don't have the power to change anything. What they are more or less holding on to what they can get. Because again, like I said, we are here for our survival. This is the poverty capital of the world, Sheriff. We have more poor. I mean, just mentioning that India this morning have, you know, are now the most populous country
yeah
on the planet. We have more poor people than that country, Sheriff. Mm. We have people can't eat. You know how terrible that is, that you wake up in the morning and you don't know where your food will come from.
Yeah.
And you have people sitting on your commonwealth. Mm. You have people who you've given power to make sure you have access
to. So you resigned you resigned and you're not willing to give.
You can't blame people for that. So if you keep bringing, if you keep making that a conversation, what you've done is you are moving. Because the conversation itself is that don't abuse these people.
So if you
are looking to make that a conversation, you are blaming the victims.
So in other words, Tunde, we should completely exonerate
because
the electorate.
Again, like I said, in a democratic setting, for you to make any changes, for you to do anything, you need institutionalized power. And again, if you break these things down, Sherry, if you bring it down to the fundamental, this thing is about abuse.
Let me go to the telephone lines today. Let's go to the telephone lines. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube, by the way. Let's know what you think. I'm going to start with YouTube. Blair Anya says, poverty has been seriously weaponized in many African countries. This means that people will sell their votes just for a meal or two. I love the way your guest describes it's a victim blaming rant. Additionally, if people want something they've not worked for, it's because they've come to expect such as the norm. Once politicians stop stomach infrastructure empowerment, people will get over it. He's agreeing with you that yes, it's only politicians that can stop it, not the people. The real Rotneck says, what Paul Lumumba said about wanting what they didn't work for is so true. This individual you brought here for this convocation isn't objective enough and is probably compromised. Compromised by who? We're having a general conversation. Let's take this call. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah, sure. This is Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
I'm calling 5 a.m. You see, what I know is that our politicians are to blame for this because poverty has been weaponized. They use it. You know, every 4 years, the things you're supposed to provide for your citizens were not provided. And these people need food. So people need food, anything you throw at them, they just want to collect at that time.
Yeah.
But I was thinking it's just only that, you know, until this 2023 election. I said, no. I think Nigerians, some of them have, in fact, I think the poverty in them, their narrative has actually changed. The man I see wasn't giving shishi. I tell you, go to the internet. People voted just because nothing was given to them. In other places, not just in Lagos or Port Harcourt or whatever people were trying to say. You know, all that the internet, they weren't given anything. They just came out on their own because they just needed a change. So if this thing continues, you know, I think we'll have a better electorate.
Okay.
And again, I want to tell our politicians, if our politicians will stop inducing people,
okay,
like when they stop that cash crunch issue, if you watch out, the politicians were the ones crying foul. They were the ones going to the cops to say, oh, stop this and that. People need money, this and that. If that had continued and in a very just manner, I tell you, Sheriff, people mindset will change. That no politician will come out and give you in noodles or whatever.
Thank you for your thought. Thank you, Joy. I appreciate it. But that's not exactly true. Everybody cried out for that crash crunch. Good morning to you. We lost our call. Let's go to the mail lines. Good morning to you. Morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Morning to you.
Mr. Michael.
Welcome.
Sorry, that statement did not only talk about the electorate. He said we may blame the politicians. They are to be blamed. But the electorate have to share from the blame.
Yes, that's true.
That is like what I think the man means.
That's true.
And this is what I feel. You see, during the rally for this election, before campaign came, 95% of us being fans to this Nigerian Info, all we are clamoring is all these old men, we will vote them out. All these old politicians, we vote them out. Everybody, almost 95. Now, when campaign was coming, the master planners of politics, they begin to throw rice, begin to throw bread, begin to map out strategies. Before you know it, before election is now drawing near, they have already divided us. That my 5% has now reduced to 35%. You see people begin to pitch tents. So the electorate We are the one dividing ourselves. We didn't stand one place. That place we said we are going to make sure that old politicians, we have new breed. You now see that we are not divided. Mm. Now many joined the old line.
Mm.
And that is what I think this PLO leader is talking about.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you too for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. Let me jump on another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's Joy calling. How was your night?
It was okay. Thank you, Joy.
Me, I disagree.
Okay.
I agree with that man. That's voice notes.
Okay.
See, did you mean that poverty so blind Nigeria that we cannot see what is good? This last election, is there no poverty anymore? You see, when they begin to reject all those things, you see what come out of the last election.
Hmm.
So we have part of the blame. If we continue like this, rejecting those things,
okay,
no matter how they manipulate everything, we know in our hearts that we have vote well. What if they give you 5,000, will it cover your meal for 8 years? So I really blame us for all those things that are happening in this country. Which guy hungry that you will not know what is good in your front? Mm. That somebody new come out and tell you what he will do for you. You say because all politicians have continued the same way. That means our country will continue this way now. Nothing will be good that will come out of our nation. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you too, Joy. Thank you. Let's take one or two messages as we prepare to go off on our first break this hour. So I'm going to start with this one here that just came in. And this person says, on Lumumba's rant, please pay your guest, Mr. Tunde, double, because he has educated not just your listeners, but also your studio. By virtue of birth, every Nigerian should be entitled to the basic necessities of life. This is Steve from Agege. Steve, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to take another one quickly now. Michael from Airport Road says, for me, people asking for money before voting for a particular candidate is an opportunity for the leaders to recognize the weakness and the challenges of people, basically. This doesn't mean they are the problems in our political system. That's James, who also agreeing with Tunde here. We're going to take another one. Many thanks for the topic of discussion usually bring for to the front burner. Could you also highlight on matters about how political party recruit or accept membership? We may do that much later on, okay? We may do that much later on. We need to head out now. Let's take this break, huh? Tunde, let's take this break. When we return, we'll talk some more. Stay here with us on Nigeria Info.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back on the crossfire this morning. I'm going to take just one message from WhatsApp, then I will come to the telephone before I come back to Tunde. This person says, Sheriff, survival is the first law of nature. Life, a hungry man cannot shout a resounding hallelujah. Contrary to Professor Lumumba's position, we can't blame the electorate, because with empty stomach, joblessness, hopelessness, and illiteracy, African politicians found it very easy to manipulate the masses. Remember the despotic Stalin of old USSR, and his infamous analogy of gruesomely removing the feathers of a I saw that. Thereafter, he threw grains of corn to the skinned chicken, and he rushed the corn bleeding. The politicians have weaponized hunger, dehumanized, underdeveloped, impoverished, even the middle class, and deprive the general masses of basic education. Our votes no longer count, so we are at the mercy of these wicked politicians. That's Elder Godwin Enemchukwu from Ogun State who dropped that. That's a long one. What do you think today?
I mean, he more or less buttressed on what I mentioned earlier, because again, this thing, I mean, before the election, we literally had policy that was meant to stop, you know, vote buying. We literally had a policy that was meant to stop vote buying.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, the people even still felt the brunt. So the people know that, you know, this money you're giving us is not going to do anything.
Yeah.
But then, like you said, this is the poverty capital of the world. People are poor. People
where does sacrifice come in nation building?
They've been sacrificing, Sherif. They've been sacrificing.
Yeah, I'm talking about when it comes to vote buying. Where does sacrifice come in? I understand that they've been sacricing, exactly. but I just told you again that even this, and
one of the callers mentioned, even this last election, you find that again the people are not stupid. We always paint it as if the people are stupid.
I'm not sure anybody has said that.
You know, like the people.
But you know that smart people can
because a caller corner, even in the hinterlands, people just want to believe that okay, this is going to change my life. You know, and again, they've been at this bus stop a lot of times. So when you focus the conversation on them receiving that money, you are taking your eyes off the actual conversation.
That's what he said. They also need to share from the blame. Again, like even when somebody is not offering you, that's what he said. Even when someone is not offering you anything,
and we've seen that happen time and time again. This last election, it happened. People didn't collect anything from anybody. And they went out to vote. A lot of people did that. When you're painting everybody with the same brush.
So that's just on one candidate.
Not just on one candidate.
Sure. Because I know plenty more candidates who didn't or wasn't going to, they weren't going to give anything, but they didn't get the vote.
I also know a lot of electorates who didn't vote for that one candidate. And didn't collect any money from anybody to vote for the other candidate.
Yes, actually.
Exactly.
Actually, you get the point now.
I said, that's what I'm saying, that you can't be blaming the electorate, because this even this electorate, it's not, again, we don't have any, you know, mechanism to analyze what percentage of the electorate even asked for this.
No, we can't analyze that. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you see, we have candidates who, so you can't, so that's not a conversation. That's what I'm saying. That's not a conversation. The conversation is that these people have been abused so much. So a couple of them who actually are hungry are saying that, you know what, I've been hungry all this 4 years.
You know why vote buying will always be a conversation?
Yeah.
Because it's part of our electoral system.
Yes. And
so it's a big part of our conversation.
Championed by who?
And we have to have it.
Championed by who?
What's that?
But just champion, because again, it's championed by the politician. Hold on.
If someone gives you a gun to go and rob a bank, you're hungry, you need the money, and he assures you that, look, the security people have been settled, will you be justified, because you're hungry, to take that gun and go and rob that bank?
It's not the same.
No, I'm telling you that there is actually a difference between wrong and right. There is no justification. I don't want to get involved in the conversation. I just want to leave you and the people you know. But look, what is bad is bad. You cannot justify you collecting something to cast your ballot. It's bad. Sorry, Tunde. Let me let the people jump in. Alex is here. Alex, hi. Good morning to you. Oh, Alex is gone. 8:37. Good morning to you. That caller is gone as well. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you. Please turn off your radio. Harry. Yes, sir.
How are you?
Very well. Please go on.
My name is Ambrose.
Welcome. Please turn off your radio, please, quickly.
Yes, I wasn't hearing you, so I had to turn on the tech to hear you again.
Can you hear me now, sir?
We thank God for life. I greet your guest. Sheriff, that voice note is part of the problem, not necessarily the problem. If you hear that voice note, you will agree with me that there are some people who fall into that category. And there are also some people who, for example, this last election, who were deprived from voting. Those people were deprived from voting not because they didn't want to vote, not because they were going to be induced, but because the politicians had induced them to be violent and prevent some people from voting. So what I see about this thing is that the prof actually made some, you know, fundamental statement, but it goes beyond that. What about these people who the politicians influenced to with thuggery, with machete, with weapons and all of that? Are they also, you know, is that also the problem of the people? Maybe we can say it's the problem of the people, because these same people, they are downtrodden and they don't realize that after the election, they are going to be very, very unuseful. So I think I agree with him, but not totally.
Okay.
Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Ambrose. Let's speak to Alex now. Alex, hi, good morning to you.
Yeah, hello, Sheriff. Yeah, what? On this issue. The first time I complained about that voice note was about 2 years ago. It was on your show, on a morning show like this. Yeah. Yes, I complained about it. And I know I got some people called back and they're like, no, you should leave it, it's good. And my complaint then remains my complaint today. He says the people have an insatiable appetite, something like that, for hunger. I mean, insatiable hunger and thirst for what they've not worked for. I would like to ask Professor Lumumba that which work do you expect the people to work before they can actually get to quench that hunger and thirst? He should have given me just one kind of work. Sheriff, you heard about Maslow's theory of needs.
Mm-hmm.
Maslow's pyramid of needs.
Mm-hmm.
The basic instinct of human being is to first settle the hunger and thirst before you start talking about ideas and ideology. Ideology is a luxury for somebody who is existing at the bottom. You can Google it right there in your studio. I've discussed this with Sandra before. Google it right there, Maslow's pyramid of needs. You will see that it is a luxury to be talking about ideas and it may be sacrifice when somebody has not satisfied his hunger and his thirst. Do you understand? Anybody who has these four key elements is a magician. Power, authority, resources, and influence. If you have all of those things, especially institutionalized power, authority, resources, and influence, you are a magician, because you can control human beings. Mm. You can make them behave exactly the way you want them to behave. You understand? Those are the things that the people are up against. So I stand completely with Tunde saying that you're just blaming the victim. You cannot have all these four elements and still put the blame on the person who is on the receiving end and say it is their fault. I do not agree by any means with the professor. To me, he's wrong on this.
Okay,
he's
Alex.
Completely wrong.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Tunde.
I mean, she completely nailed it. Because I mean, I remember coming to your office the first time I heard it. So I'm like, why are we playing this on air? That's always my thought every time I listen to you. That why are we playing this on air? Like, this is literally victim blaming. It's literally victim blame. There's no how you want to talk about it. Like, because again, I said this last week. Because this is a case of abuse again. And if you break every form of abuse down to its fundamentals, you find out that the abuse exists because the power dynamics between the abuser and the people being abused is not balanced. And in this case, who holds the power between the people and the government? The government, obviously. So that's why this abuse exists. And that's why people are saying, you know what? People are hungry. Survivor, we are all here for our survivorship. Everything we are doing, we are doing it for our survivor. So you can't be victim blaming. That's what you're doing. You are victim blaming.
All right. So the victims can go ahead and collect money and...
Again, you're making it sound...
I mean, it's like, is that right? Like,
you're making it sound...
Because they're the victims.
Like I said, I'm saying that...
No, but we can't discuss one part of the conversation and leave the other part because it would sound like...
Yeah, but I'm saying that the other part of that conversation should not appear in a vacuum. There are fundamental problems that caused it.
We should not have
it. Sheriff, there are fundamental problems that caused it. So you have to. It's
so,
it's cause and effect.
Even you yourself said it. You yourself said it just now, if a couple minutes ago, that there were people that voted without getting anything.
Exactly.
So those people, are they? Hold on. Let me land. Those people, are they well off enough? Are they okay? Are they not hungry?
We can have this conversation, Sheriff, because again...
Don't they have their needs as well?
Again, Sheriff, we can have this conversation because... Again,
if they can do it, why can't...
And we'll have that conversation because, again, when you think about vote buying, you would notice that it's always around a particular class. the lower class.
No way. Tunde, you're missing the entire point now.
I mean, I'm saying that.
I can't even believe you just said
sheriff,
that.
Sheriff.
Vote buying.
Again, if you talk about vote
lower buying, class.
Sheriff.
Ah, Tunde.
Sheriff.
Vote buying
almost always happens.
Nibo, what are you saying?
In the rural community.
Let's go to my office and have this conversation.
Sheriff, you know that this is real.
Let's go to my office. Let's have this conversation.
So what I'm saying, again, not to derail from what we are talking about.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that there are fundamental problems that caused the people asking politicians for money before voting. There are fundamental problems.
Have you ever collected SUV of 50 million before? I'm just saying, man. Let me take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Vieri from Yaba.
Welcome, Vieri.
So I agree partially with the doctor, with the voice note. I think some voters are to be blamed as well as politicians. But I have two questions. The first question is, or statement, I should say, if we had a functioning system, then we won't be in this problem, because the system kind of would not even allow the politicians to vote by in the first place. And the thing is, there are different types of people. So there are people that don't collect anything. There are people that collect and don't vote for who they collected from.
True.
And there are people that are probably just staying there and the opportunity comes to take something and they, I don't know, do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the voice note that VT is talking about? The South African guy, I just know him as VT.
Right.
I think that's really interesting as well.
Right.
And the point is, if we look at the last election, where we know a lot of people voted for a particular candidate and they said go to court or whatever.
Right.
So in that kind of instance, are we actually voting in clowns? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, they did what they did. So it's a really huge conversation.
It is.
You know? So, but I think we should talk about VTs as well at some point.
Okay. We'll bring that up. We'll bring that up then. We'll bring that up. Neema is here. Neema, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, please.
Yeah. First of all, I asked you was to tell me you while you were arguing with him this afternoon. I especially agree with the voice note. But in our country, we have anomalized anomaly. And I want to disagree with you when he said that vote buying begins with the poor people and all that. Ha! What about learned people? People that are already rich and can afford to give people things, they can feed a lot of people, and they agreed to mislead people, to misvote. Let me use that word. And I'm still going to start with my words. We have anomalized anomaly. That's why we believe that things can be done the other way around. And it still goes down to the electorate. Because if we all decide that we want to vote for this person, without even coming out to argue online or shout or fight another person over it, don't go to the ballot or polling unit. Vote for whoever you want to vote for and be quiet about it. Not all this making noise online and everything and showing off that you supported this person. We have anomalized anomaly. And that is why things are not going right. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Have a good one. Well, thank you. Let's speak to Olawale. Let's see if you can get him in quickly. Olawale, good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yes, please.
Yeah. It's true that the electoral can't take all this.
Olawale, we can't hear you. You're not audible.
Can you hear me now?
Please go on.
Yeah. I'm just asking, what of those that are where to do that are collecting this money? Are they too hungry?
Okay, Olawale, thank you. Let me jump on this one. Oh yeah, that's caller's job. We're going to take this one then. Morning to you. Please turn off your radio.
Morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Sheriff, yes, aside what your guests in the studio have said and that of Alex, I think I want to pick on that your analogy of somebody being hungry and giving a gun to go and steal in the bank and all that and all that. I think you are using extreme equation.
Okay.
And it is not exactly applicable in this case.
All right.
See, when you are able to afford a meal, you actually think every other person
must also be able to afford a meal. Do you know that hunger has a way of making people think the way they shouldn't? Now, for those that are, you see, in a society, you cannot have everybody go the same way.
No way.
Definitely, there are those that the vote buying is induced by hunger, and there are those that just is by greed. But you look at the majority of the population, how many even voted in the first place? I mean, the total number of votes cast, how many voted as against the number of eligible voters and those that actually registered
voters
to vote.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we are just using a small sample of the population to generalize all what we think we are seeing. Many people actually lost faith in this election.
So before you move away from the entire topic, the conversation is that vote buying, who do we fault for it? The politicians or the electorate? That's the conversation.
I am faulting the politicians.
Okay.
See, you have so bastardized the country that people are looking for just a drop of water
anything,
on their mouth.
Anything they can get.
You know, and it is not fair. This hunger has a way of making people, I mean, you see a rational being behaving irrationally. Because there is hunger. You wait, just be hungry for some hours. I don't know, maybe some people can take it to me. I can't do without my breakfast too. And in fact, this morning, sir, I've taken my breakfast. So, and you say I'm hungry, you tell me that I should go and be listening to one idea or the other. No, I can do that because I am literate enough to understand the implication.
Right.
But
right.
If you look at the population of the country, look at the literacy. I don't know whether you are getting it.
I'm getting you.
So these politicians, these leaders you're talking about, deliberately leave people in the dungeons so that they will not be able to think and question some of the things they are doing.
Right.
That we will be so proud to be praising politicians that we know clearly these people, their antecedents are very ugly. But we do that, and we do it with so much confidence.
Well, that's done based on hunger as well, because those people are hungry.
Many things are included. Many things, but including that, you know, I told you earlier that it could be greed, it could be hunger. So many things are part of that.
Yeah, thank you.
Some people are just thinking, okay, this person has entered somewhere or the other. I'll get my own share from that person.
Thank you.
So for that, let me continue praising that person, whether the person is good or not.
Well, everything that you have said is still placed on what Tunde said earlier about self-survival, basically. But thank you for your thought. Whether it's greed or hunger, it's about survival, Tunde, right? Well, that's what you said now.
I mean,
everybody's here to survive now, whether it's greed or hunger or anything.
We're talking about this voice note because, I mean, he went on a long rant of the people having satiable, you know, tests for what they've not worked for. Ideas don't count for anything. You have to face the same ideas. I mean,
I've been trying to make you see,
even in his voice,
from note, the angle of someone who is genuinely presenting himself for service.
You are genuinely
he hasn't told you that before.
Yes.
You haven't probably never seen him before.
Yes.
And he's showing you his antecedent. He's showing you everything that he's done.
That person wasn't living under a rock.
That's exactly why he's coming out.
And I'm not trying to use hypotheticals here. I'm trying to use real life situation.
Right.
I'm saying in Nigeria, we've seen politicians, new politicians come on board. And if you probe almost all the time, all of them, if you probe their antecedents, you find out that they've wined, dined, and chilled with the same politicians that have scattered everywhere, and they're now
now ruin their own personal reputation?
Exactly, because again, are you actually against this?
Wait, did you just say exactly? That would automatically ruin their own reputation.
I'm saying, because now I'm breaking it down to the fundamentals. Like, you've literally, you are not living under a rock. You literally live in the same country, and you've seen that this set of people are the ones that have made sure that we are in this state.
What if the whining and dining that you've mentioned is strictly business? They needed your services, you rendered your services, you get paid for your services.
Again, I'm not doing hypotheticals. I'm doing real life.
No, of course,
I'm saying Nigerian politicians.
I am giving you real life.
And we can use this last election as an example. It's not far away. This last election as an example for the governorship, most of the governorship candidates, especially the new guys on the block. If you probe all of them, they've wine, dine, and chill with the same politicians.
And, now, and I'm asking
and
that
now,
question.
The same people,
does that completely now cancel them out?
Because Sheriff, you.
Do you think that's fair?
You're coming out to tell me. You're coming out to tell me that you don't. You know what? I'm not like these people. I'm going to treat you differently. But I'm looking at you, and you've literally.
Even politicians themselves fight amongst themselves. Today we have to go. We really have to go. We must. We must go now. We don't have the time.
Again, like I said, that is just a. I mean, like
you don't agree.
What,
you don't agree
what
with
the lady's name is. I don't know what
the last call.
No. The lady
Alex.
Alex. Mm. She completely nailed it.
Okay.
She completely nailed it.
We have to go today.
You can't be blaming Victor.
Thank you today for coming around. Appreciate it. Today is my colleague. I am Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.
We report. You decide. Topical conversations that matter to you.
There are people for personal, religious, whatever reason.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info.